Applying the Rosicrucian Principles.
I had the good fortune, as a new Rosicrucian student, to have a mentor, Soror Emma Buford, who introduced me to the order. She would frequently ask me how my studies were going. Usually, I would reply that all was well. However, sometimes I reported that I was having trouble with a particular experiment. I was behind in my studies, there were other challenges in my life, etc. Soror Emma always gave the same reply. Are you applying the Rosicrucian principles? I would think about the particular issue for a moment, and then realize that, once again, I had not applied the principles I had learned in the Rosicrucian monographs. I could have used visualization to help with the situation, or concentration, or my understanding of certain cycles in life. In addition to helping with a particular challenge, Emma did something else that was equally important to my development. She directed me to go within for answers, to seek guidance from my master within, rather than relying on an outside source or authority to solve my challenges. This is at the core of the Rosicrucian tradition. Centuries ago, when our Rosicrucian forebears announced their presence in Europe, it was to redirect people to their inner authority for answers. The cultural milieu of the time was authoritarian, intolerant, and superstitious. A group of scholars and students in Germany, known as the Tübingen Circle, wrote the first three Rosicrucian manifestos, documents intended to encourage people to learn to listen to the voice of their master within. These early words of my Rosicrucian mentor still influence me today. When faced with a challenge, I sometimes hear her voice in my mind saying, "Did you remember to apply the Rosicrucian principles?" It's a stopgap that gives me a moment to pause to consider my options. We use this method at Rosicrucian Park. We are committed to basing our decisions on how this particular action, policy, or proposal resonates with the Rosicrucian teachings. In this issue of the Digest, Rosicrucian members share some of their stories of how they have applied the Rosicrucian principles in their lives, thus attuning with their master within.